You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Early morning, Saturday. Birds are calling out my name and they're telling me to leave my bed. Drink a coffee for my head. Cereal and radio. Mr. Sun saying hello. And I pick some clothes from my wardrobe. Get the bike from out the shed. Let the wheels go round and round. I'm pulling up at your house. And I say nervously, come and take a ride with me.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Yarra Bosco Users Group Radio Show on 3CR Radical Radio, broadcasting from Naram, Melbourne, Australia. We're proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. Thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. My name's Chris, and Yarra Bosco Users Group Radio, we're a program, a weekly program about bikes. Getting around with our combustion engine, advocacy, adventures, and all sorts of things. And this week we're leaning in on the adventures side of it. So we'll get to that in a moment. So you've probably had a big week. I've had a big week. Last Wednesday was Ride to Work Day, and every day should be Ride to Work Day. You probably found it a little bit wet earlier this morning, but it seemed to be clearing up, and it's lovely that we finally got a decent soak of rain for the garden. Okay, I'm going off my remit here for the show, but it's been a pretty big week, and it was great last Wednesday of catching up with a whole bunch of people up on the Capital City Trail at Nicholson Street, opposite Velo Cycles, where BN had set up one of their, one of the things for the day. And the great spectacle that is of watching the lights change at Nicholson Street, and the flow, the absolute flow of so many people riding and different types of bikes, everything from, look, you know, I'm not going to give it away, but, you know, the real high-end roady stuff to some gravel bikes to mum and dad out on the turn to someone cutting through doing the gig delivery. Everything. It was amazing to watch. And today I've got a guest who hasn't been in here since 2019, but it was really great to have you back in. You introduce yourself.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be back. My name is Kia Matley, and I am here as a representative of Melbourne Dirt this morning.
Wonderful, because Melbourne Dirt, you do so much and so much fun.
Yeah, it's really great. We're just back from about a month off from the transition from cyclocross to trail riding. We've had 2 weeks back, and it is just what my soul needed. It's such a joyful thing to do on a Wednesday night. And every week we have, you know, new people, and it's so lovely to, especially at this time of the year, because we're riding through the sunset. I think everybody is really stoked to be back.
And if people just, to digress a little bit, if people want to catch up with some of the Melbourne Dirt stuff, where do you meet and what's the go?
Yeah, so we ride every Wednesday night, meeting at 6:15 for a 6:30 departure at the Darling Gardens Rotunda. You can also find updates on when we're riding by following our Instagram account. It's spelled a little bit difficult. It's MELBURNDURT. I wonder how many more people we would have if we were spelled in a way that people could find.
Oh, it's the phonetic spelling.
Yeah, of course.
It is. You've just cut down all the consonants down to But it's great that you're still going. Because going back a long time ago, I had a whole bunch of people in from Melbourne Dirt who were doing the Indy Pack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's become its own thing in itself, mm-hmm. the Indy Pack. But Melbourne Dirt, it's just amazing, the camaraderie and the connections, and more than I'm just riffing.
Yeah, it is our 10-year anniversary this year. I can't believe we've been doing it for this long. yeah, it's changed my life. I hope it's changed many others also.
Yes, but today we've got you in the studio for a very specific thing. We'll just mention it quickly and then we'll get into the interview proper.
Yeah, excellent. So I am here to promote a bicycle film night that we are doing in collaboration with 5050 and Bite Sized Rides and the Little Projector Company. It's next Tuesday from 7:45 at Ballumbellum Place over in Brunswick. It's tucked in just behind the Brunswick Baths there. It's free, no ticketing, just come along, bring your smile, bring a camp chair, a couple of snacks, and watch some bike films with us.
Any seating limitations? But it's a great little space, just in case it's wildly popular.
Yeah, yeah. So they say that they'll provide 20 chairs. I imagine we'll have many, many more, which is why we said please bring your own chair. There's capacity it's an outdoor but undercover area, so there's capacity for at least 100 people.
So
we're going to pack it out.
Great. Look, we're just going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment and we'll get into it proper. But it just sounds like what we need at the moment is a bit of joy and adventure and kind of like inspiration to, you know, just decompress and open our eyes a bit.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm feeling very inspired.
Excellent. Okay, back in a moment.
Public transport's great.
What's not great is that unless you've got a radio with you, you can't listen to 3CR when you're on it.
Until now. The Community Radio Plus app lets you listen to us wherever you are.
Get on board and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps.
And you're back listening to Yarra Bicycle User Group Radio on 3CR Radical Radio. And we're talking about next Tuesday, which is the 28th.
Yes, that's right, it's 28th.
And without preempting too much, can you just talk about how this came about for doing this film night?
Yeah, sure. So this came about when Luke from 5050 went to a different little projector company event, and he's a particularly good community builder, thought it would be right for a collaboration. And so Luke approached me from Melbourne Dirt as a representative of Melbourne Dirt and also Yana as a representative of Bite Sized Rides and proposed a collaboration. And so we've been working behind the scenes the last few weeks to source some films. We've got a pretty neat film lineup that we've all personally watched and chosen, and I'm very excited to present at least four. We've got one more that we're working on getting the screening licensing for.
So it's a lot of collaborative kind of curation, plus you're doing the right thing by enabling that creators are credited and get, you know, the whole thing instead of, oh, let's just rip this off YouTube or Vimeo. You're doing the right way about it.
Yeah, it's a really nice thing to also to get in contact and to ask people, you know, it's nice to talk to the people who have made those films and they'll say, oh, yeah, absolutely, here's a file. And you get to ask them about it. Yeah, it's part of the developing of community.
Because 5050 have just come off like doing the whole Great Rider Return stuff.
Yes, that's right.
And Little Projector Bike, are they the same mob have been around for a long time?
Yeah.
Because I think I've had them on the show over a decade ago.
It's so cool to, I only just found this out, that they have two projector bicycles where they can film, project films all around the city in a mobile way, which I think is really neat.
So I get pull us off the screens and get us out into the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me think. Now, how long will the duration of this go and will there be snacks?
I think bring your own snacks just in case. Definitely bring a non-alcoholic drink if you want to drink something. We will chat a little bit about who we are as a group I think it will go for about 90 minutes. We've got about 90 minutes worth of bicycle content for everybody.
And the space, it's such a great little space where you're tucked in there. It'll give people a little bit of a thing about that.
Yeah, so Ballumbellum is a Marybeck community events space. I personally have not been there yet, and I'm really excited to go and check it out.
And yeah, it's just great how this is kind of coalesced. So what, I think we just kind of go on a little bit, what Melbourne Dirt have been up to? You said a little bit in the intro, but you see, you're coming up for your 10th year anniversary. Have you got anything planned?
We do have something planned. It's really exciting. I've been working with some of the OG Melbourne Dirt people as well to run an overnighter with multiple routes that people can choose from staying in Yay, which I think will be really cool. Some of us might ride up the Murrindindi, some of us might ride up the rail trail, and then we'll have a big old celebration.
Because that's a great starter point in terms of, like you just said, for different adventures, because some people might want to go off-road, some people want to stay on the trails. You know, if I was able to ride that right now, I'd be looking for somewhere where there were snacks within half an hour. And, you know, everyone's got their different, you know, thing, but that's wonderful that's coming up. So you will be putting that out on your socials when you get that to...
Yeah, once we've got the accommodation locked in, it'll be very likely in the last weekend of November.
Yep, okay, so we've got that to look forward to. Now, moving on to the film night. Now, without kind of like giving away the plot point and scene by scene breakdown, why should people come along to this?
People should come along to this because we have chosen films that are entirely aligned with who we are as groups. So for people who are not aware, Melbourne Dirt is a group for cis and trans women, trans men and non-binary people to get off-road and ride dirt. 50-50, again, a gender inclusion group. They really champion and encourage people who aren't cis men to come along and ride, and Bite-Sized Rides doing really important work. It's a very friendly, approachable group of riders for people of colour specifically, and focuses on riding to somewhere where there's food, as you say. The snacks are really, really important. So we all go about this in really different ways, but I think that what we are all very passionate about is creating a deliberate space for people who are underrepresented in cycling. And so the films that we have chosen are very much along those lines. We've chosen a selection of short films that decenter white men in cycling and show all of the cool stuff that a lot of other people are doing.
That's a really important thing to do specifically about now, is getting people in and allowing them in spaces where you can just like relax and take your mind off things, because I don't go off the show's remit too much, but the deluge of AI crap and not going outside and being glued to screens. I mean, I'm a bit kind of guilty of that, but I do a lot of research online. So my thing online is text. You know, people have a different thing. Some people may be gamers. Some people might be very visual. But it's the thing of actually you were meant to go outside. You were meant to, you know, unless, you know, again, I'm not trying to be ableist and say, you know, whatever. But get outside and get the sun on your face, even though the event we're talking about tonight, sitting in a darkened room, but watching amazing visuals and things like that, and without getting too kind of onto, you know, political stuff that, you know, invariably sometimes we can't do anything about, and I'm trying to be defeatist there, but creating an outlet where you feel expansion and fun and joy and all that great stuff.
Yeah. I think it has been really joyful. I think one of the things that's been bringing me a lot of joy, it's getting outside, but it's also being a part of a community. And this year has been really fun for doing lots of community things. Yana and I are also, Yana from Bite-Sized Rides, have been working really hard this year collaborating on a bikepacking gear library. And that's feeling, really exciting to it. It is housed at Off Course Bike Shop where I work. I'm wearing an Off Course Bike Shop shirt. So it's housed at the shop, but people can book things on our website. We've just got a new website and a new Instagram account. It is called Bikepacking Gear Library. It does exactly what it says on the tin.
That's it.
I like to call it Buggle for short. Our little mascot is a little snail with a helmet on its shell. It's adorable. And it's been so nice to have people come into the shop. And at this point, people are finding it organically and having the actual face-to-face conversations with people where you're lending them gear and you're telling them routes. And then they come back and they're like, oh, we went here and we did this and it was really fun, or this went wrong. Getting out and actually connecting with your community is super important in these times.
That's an incredible little thing that you've created, because anyone come into bikepacking, you kind of instantly, unless you've got the readies, I mean cash and, you know, in a line of money, the complexity and what gear you need can be like, I just don't know where to start. Because, you know, most people at my age are, you know, oh, you have two panniers on the back.
Yeah.
No, you go to frame bags and all sorts of bags. And again, that's diversity and different ways of using your bike frame. Mm. But it can be off-putting because of, like, put bluntly, the price.
Yeah. And there's a lot of bags. And I think, yeah, there are different ways to think about this. I have this conversation in the shop a lot. There's nothing wrong with buying two sets of panniers and going front and rear. Certainly if you're riding somewhere, like I had to be rescued off the side of the road on Kangaroo Island last year. And my friend was carrying two panniers and she just put those panniers in the back of this truck. And it took me a lot longer to unpack everything from all of my many bikepacking bags. So there's definitely a place for, just riding with panniers. But you can buy gear to distribute the weight across your bike a little bit better. You're right. All of that gear does add up an expense. If you're starting from scratch, you're looking at, you know, in excess of $1,000 to buy all of that. So it's really nice to have the bikepacking gear library so that people can, get out there for the first time without – there is no financial barrier at all. It is completely free to use the bikepacking gear library.
Yeah, because like my partner kind of ended up making a lot of his own stuff.
Mm.
And like, you know, it's okay, that's his bag, that's what he's done. But, you know, it's kind of amazing sitting there watching, like making strapping and stuff so you can put your sleeping mat on your front bars.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm going to repeat myself here with my favourite topic du jour today. Yeah, on the top tube you can have your snack bar. And then, and you know this too, like the incredible arrangement of your bidden cages.
Oh, yeah. So we've just started stocking the dragonflies, which are locally made and really cool. I've been using one of those. I took one on tour in Patagonia last year, and having a full frame bag and then, you know, you're essentially, it's a double adapter for your water. It's really handy to have, and it's nice to be repping some locally made stuff.
Yeah, and getting into that too with a lot of kind of bike gear and bike bags and that sort of thing. There's a lot of local manufacturers and people doing.
Yeah. So I haven't yet been along to one of the botch rides. I'm really excited to try some of those. Yep. And Gutter Bikes, I should shout out actually, because they fundraised and gave the Bikepacking Gear Library a bit of money for us, and specifically did that because we're a group that encourages the inclusion of trans riders.
Yep.
So, it's really nice to be across groups and across manufacturers, just, everybody getting in there and supporting. Framework Designs donated us some gear. It was really nice to do that.
Oh, the name eludes me, but, again, my partner got this sleeping bag made of all the offcuts.
Oh, yeah. Likely Terra Rosa?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Terra Rosa. It's an incredible, it's an object of beauty.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's all offcuts.
Mm.
And you kind of think, oh, that's a useless product that can't have any secondary use from, you know, whatever. And Terra Rosa just done amazing stuff with that.
Yeah.
And it's so lightweight and so warm. It's kind of, as you said, does what it says on the side of the tin. Also, it's just, again, it's a beautiful bit of, you know, functional art, even though, you know, you go out in muddy places and get, you know. But it's just, again, that thing of the objects and things you do, you know, it creates an experience where it's just joy.
Yeah, especially if it's something that is an upcycled item, that you had already and, you know, doesn't form its purpose anymore, but can be used for something else. It's nice to have something that has a story that you might personally have contributed to. I spent some time in Evan's workshop making my own frame bag and making a tarp for me to sleep under. And even when the rain comes through the tarp, because I stapled it together with the bar tacker, I know that I did that. And I try to think of it as joyful.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be back and we'll talk a little bit more about the film night next Tuesday.
Please.
Sit happens. 1,000 sitters needed to make history. Join the world's biggest sit-in, a world record attempt for the largest 30-minute chair-based workout and support the 7 million Australians living with musculoskeletal disease. It's fun, free, and for all ages. You can even treat yourself to a post-workout coffee or gelato. Join us on Sunday the 26th of October at Ripon Lee Estate or live on Zoom. Gates open at 9:30 a.m. Register now at wbsi.org.au. Musculoskeletal Health Australia is a 3CR supporter.
You're listening to Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio on 3CR Radical Radio. And in the studio today, I've got Kira talking about the film night next week at, what's the space again, sorry?
Ballinballin Place in Brunswick.
That's it. And let's just talk about what you're putting on the night.
Yep. So just to recap the details, Ballinballin Place, a selection of short films. We're starting at 7:45, bring your own camp chairs, some snacks and a drink. We are going to be showing 4, maybe 5 short films. The first is the ones that we have locked in already, the most intense film that is in the lineup is one called The Right to Joy. It's really cool because it highlights the power of community and support as one trans person dips their toe back into cycling after experiencing a really traumatic event. The second film that we're showing is a self-filmed by two Kiwis. It's called Inshallah. They went touring on their bikes across Pakistan. And so they're delving into, a lot of, I guess, the preconceptions of what it is like to ride your bike in Pakistan. The third film that we're showing is called Minority Mountain Bikers. It follows a community group of the same name in the United States when they bring together a group of black and brown riders from all across the country to have essentially a bike festival. And without giving too much away, my favorite part of that film or at the festival as a whole is that one of the main events of this festival is literally just getting people on their bikes and riding through the center of town. It focuses on visibility. They just want to show people that black and brown people do ride bikes, and to do so visibly is really nice. And finally, The Bolt Between Borders follows an Aussie, a curve cycling ambassador, Courtney White, on her 2024 Tour Divide, again, another self-filmed adventure cycling report, and one more that may be a surprise. I'll keep you all dangling there.
Good hook. Yeah, the thing about getting people together and, ripping us away from our screens. Mm. Speaking of next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday, Critical Mass is turning up again for Halloween, I believe is the theme. So Halloween theme, but try and make it your own theme instead of going to a retail thing and buying a whole bunch of tat. Make your own stuff.
Yes.
You know, do a bit of face painting. I don't know. something that doesn't involve crap that you've bought really cheap that, you know. I'm not anti-Halloween, but try and put some creativity into it. This sounds fantastic. Sue, hop on your socials.
Yeah, yeah, jump onto our socials. It's on. It's across 50/50 Bite Size Rides, Melbourne Dirt, and Little Projector Company. I think Bellin Place is also a collaborator on this post, so you can find details everywhere for this film night, and do please come along.
So what's the closest approximate to Bellin, one of the shops at the front of Sydney Road, just so people can orientate
themselves? If you go to the Brunswick Green and take a left into Saxon Street, it's literally between Brunswick Bars and the back of the big supermarket there.
Yeah, that one.
Whether it's Woolies or Coles.
So this is building the hype up to this. This sounds like it's a great evening, and I hope it's the beginning, or it's a seeding event where a lot of things pop off later.
Yeah, I mean, lots of collaborations here.
And also, like, you've got Melbourne Dirt's 10th.
Yes, I'm so excited for this.
And the Gear Library.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, you guys are a hive of activity. Yeah, and we haven't even talked about Off Course yet.
Oh, well, you'll have to have Will in for a show sometime.
Yeah. And, you know, what have you got coming up with Off Course, just quickly?
So on Wednesday night, we're actually doing a recap of our recent trip to the Flinders Ranges, ICRA. I'm presenting there as well. It was really exciting to be able to do this as the trip botanist, and I'm really stoked to go back again next year. We've already got our accommodation booked, so look into Cycling Wild.
Most people would know you as what, Pollen Pal?
Yes, indeed, Pollen Pal.
Yeah. So can you give the details for this one?
Yep, so 6:30 on Wednesday night at Inner North Brewing Company. It costs it's a $10 ticket, but you get a free pint of beer for your $10. Book in and come and see us talk about that.
They could class as a snack. So that's the 22nd of...
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's coming up in 2 days' time. So I'll put that in the podcast description.
Thanks.
Oh, this has been fabulous having you here today. It's what we need, because we've just had a really hard slog of things of advocacy and horrible news and stuff. And Melbourne cycling community need me to... a bit of a G-up. And, like, we had it last week with, Ride to Work Day, which is, every day's Ride to Work Day. But, we just need a little reminder of just how good we are sometimes, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I am going to do this. And thank you for listening in today. Thank you, Kira, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So our podcast should be up shortly, if I get onto it. And we'll be live streaming, and you can pick us up on your podcast client of choice. Don't forget that 3CR, us announcers are all volunteers, and we rely on subscriptions, donations, and or events. So keep an eye out for events. I believe that looking up on the wall there, the Sporting Record has a garage sale coming up on Sunday, the 16th of November. I just can't read a bit further there. More details. There should be a community service thing coming up. Yeah, it says the garage sale trial, so look a bit more up on that. Okay, up next is Down by Law, followed by Black Block. I'll be back in the studio in a fortnight, and back in the studio next week is Faith and Val. I hope you enjoy your week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.